You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. And Jane, it's a long road trip. You guys have been out there for a while. You still have a ways to go. And yet, more than eventful road trip for the Oakland A's. How would you sum up all the activity in Kansas City?
I think eventful is a good word. Just a lot of drama there, starting with the first night. I think the feeling in the A's clubhouse was that Brett Laurie was simply trying to break up what he thought was going to be a double play. And of course, it's unfortunate that Alcides Escobar was hurt on the play. Everyone in the clubhouse acknowledged that. You know, they said first and foremost, our thoughts are with him. We hope it's not serious, and it turns out it wasn't. But then we saw the retaliation the second day, and I think everyone thought, okay, well, this has to be over. They threw at Laurie. Let's put this to rest. And the fact that it continued into the third day, I think everyone was just kind of worn out by the situation, frustrated by the situation, and you saw it on both sides. And I think the A's thought that, they handled it pretty well. I mean, in the end, they didn't have any player ejected. They probably won't be facing any suspensions like the Royals likely will today. From there, they kept saying, they liked the way their guys handled things. And it could have been as crazy and eventful and dramatic as it was, it actually could have been worse. In the end, no punches were thrown. Nobody was hurt. That's the most important thing. But at the same time, it's not over. The Royals come back to Oakland in June. So it should be interesting to see the way this continues to unfold, which it's crazy that we're even saying that it's still going on. But, unfortunately, these things happen, and I can't imagine that it's over when they play each other next.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. How much longer do these things have to stretch out? But I'm pretty impressed that the A's, under the circumstances, did control themselves as much as they did. There were plenty of opportunities there to get upset and for somebody, to make a move, right? To ignite.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you have the guy in the middle of this all is Brett Laurie. And I think everyone knows that Brett Laurie has a big personality. He can get heated. I think we saw in post-game interviews, especially, after the last game when, he said that Kelvin Herrera had, pointed at his head, gesturing at Laurie, saying basically, well, that's where I'm going to hit you next time. And that's what really got him going. I mean, when the pitch was thrown behind him, he actually stayed pretty calm and cool. And he had said the night before, I don't want to throw gasoline on this thing. I want to go out there and I'm just trying to do my job. But then the next day, the fact that he can't even, go up to the plate, he said, without worrying that, one of their guys that throws 100 miles per hour is going to, throw at him. And then to see the gesture that he said, Herrera gave him, that's what really upset him. But he's still in the moment. I think we saw him very upset, but it could have been worse. And I think that, his emotions after the game you can't blame him for being so upset. But, this is a team that's also led by a very calm, cool, collected manager in Bob Melvin. And I think that kind of filters through the club, and I think they realized adding to the fire, adding to all this, wasn't going to help them. It wasn't going to do anyone any good, and they were trying to kind of stop this whole thing. They didn't want it to continue at all, and the fact it did through Sunday took them by surprise. And they're frustrated. They called the Herrera unprofessional and for what he did, but other than that, I think they really handled it as well as could be.
Yeah, I would agree. What about the text message? Where do you come down on the whole text message thing?
I know. I think that's the silliest thing I've ever had to write about. I don't know. One guy is saying he received a text message and he actually has the text message on his phone in Spanish. The other guy is saying, no, I don't have a text message from Lori. And then you look at his phone and, no, there is not a text message from Lori. And I think, a lot of people's first thoughts are, well, it's easier to delete a message, than to make one appear. But, I don't know. No one knows what happened. I mean, so many things can happen with phones that, it might be easier to believe one over the other. But in the end, I mean, I don't think no one will ever really be able to figure out TextGate. It was a little silly. And, it's just too bad that, something like that has to happen to where, people are going back and forth between clubhouses and players. I think there was a sincere apology from Lori. I think he really was from the day it all began truly sorry. And, he told us that he did apologize to Escobar. And, so from a media standpoint, we reported that, but we also have to report, what Escobar says, and Escobar says he never received it from Lori. So it's a strange situation, really just a strange weekend overall for them.
Yeah, bizarre. It's got to be crazy to be in the middle of it. But the other side of this now is that on this long road trip, the A's are 4-3 with 3 games remaining in Anaheim. They have to feel very good about that part of it, right?
Yeah, they do. I think, Kansas City was frustrating. The fact that they left there, with 2 losses after all that happened, that was pretty demoralizing. But the fact that, they came right back, got a big win in Anaheim last night, and in the fashion they did too, was huge. I mean, this is a bullpen that has taken 4 of their losses this year. We've seen some not so pretty performances from them, including the final day in Kansas City. And so when Kendall Graveman comes out and he only goes 3 innings, you're thinking, now the bullpen has to pick up 6 innings. And they toss 6 scoreless innings. And I think that was just a huge boost for not just the bullpen, but the team overall. I think they needed something like that. And, I think this could be maybe the start of something good for the bullpen. And I think also any win against the Angels, that's got to make them feel good. I mean, I know the Angels haven't gotten off to the start they want, especially offensively, but they're still division rivals, considered, probably favorites to win the division. So I think it was important for them to get that first one.
So heavily scheduled in the division in these first month of the season. Oakland, are they happy with the way things have gone to this point? I mean, it's nobody who has really handled them well at this stage. But at the same time, it's just sort of treading water.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's weird. There's a lot of parity in the division right now, and just throughout baseball. I mean, you look at everyone's records. No one's really kind of run away aside from the Royals and the Tigers. And I think, from the A's standpoint, the 4 losses that the bullpen has that I mentioned, that's a lot in a little time. So if they can get that ironed out, I think they feel pretty good about themselves. They're always going to have, a good performance from their rotation and their offense. I think, it's surprising some people with, how it's come together and how they're stringing some runs together. They're not relying on 1 or 2 people. They have up and down that lineup, guys not only that can hit the ball at the ballpark, but can get on base, drive in runs. They're not solely relying on the home run like they've done in previous years, but, they're getting other extra base hits. They're hitting a lot of doubles, just plain fundamental baseball. So I think from that standpoint, they are pretty happy at this point, at their play.
Yeah, well, they probably should be, although it'll be interesting to see, too, how Ben Zobrist comes out of this knee situation here in the next couple of days. Jane, great stuff, as always. Hang in there. This long road trip is almost over, I promise.
Thank you.
All right, we'll do it again next week. That is Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.